I think that the difference with TROCARE is that we provide a foundation for the field of healthcare informatics.
Kim Stouffer is program director of the college's healthcare informatics. This program teaches technology that will help improve the healthcare industry.
To be able to prevent either duplicative tests or do other, you know, population health so that we can help cure diseases.
Students can earn a 2- or 4-year degree or certificate in this program. But what kinds of jobs are students in the informatics program preparing for?
Interface analysts, business analysts. They can go into nurse informatics if they have a side in nursing or some clinical background. They can go into research. They can go into population health.
The informatics program is considered the technical or backside of the healthcare industry, something we don't see as patients. Many of the students in this program are non-traditional, working a day job, like Tracy DeSalvo, who's currently working at Roswell. She's learning how to upgrade her skills.
Within any hospital setting, they're in so much transition right now to meet with federal mandates and quality improvements in healthcare. So being part of the healthcare informatics program helps me see it in a more detailed way and how to get the process done and understand why we're doing all these changes for quality improvements in patient care.
DeSalvo tells WBFO News the program is giving her a better understanding of work she's performing, especially with all the new changes driven by the Affordable Care Act.
The Affordable Care Act has basically given an outline for what healthcare informatics and data should be used for quality improvements and improving patient care.
TROCARE provides credit-bearing courses and non-credit pathways to careers. Molly Bolero is Dean of Admissions and Workforce Development.
And they get both didactic as well as hands-on training in the different programs that we offer. A great example in one of our largest workforce development programs is the phlebotomy program, where students are able to go through a 10-week course and come out and be able to go into entry-level phlebotomy programs.
When we talk about admissions, how do you do as a private institution here? You've got a lot of folks coming in, and they seem, because you have this specialty and that niche, they seem to come here.
You know, that's a great question. I was previously at another local institution, private institution, and so I'm very familiar with the landscape of what's going on in higher education, especially in the Western New York area, and it's a challenging time.
Our enrollment hit its height in about 2012.
Jacqueline Matheny is TROCARE's chief enrollment officer.
And right now we're down, not in all of our programs, our nursing program, our rad tech program, our surgical tech program, which are our three largest programs, have remained steady and seen some growth. And then some of our smaller programs have had a decrease in enrollment.
The number of students going on to college is declining, and students question the value of higher education.
It's just very competitive. We have such a small community with so many colleges, 21 colleges in a very small geographic area, and then you have all of the online colleges and other colleges from outside of Western New York that are coming in and putting in campuses, so we're all competing for a decreasing number of students.
The main reason that I'm here is the approach they have to setting up the courses. I can work full-time and still go to school full-time.
Derek Seifer is one of those non-traditional students studying healthcare informatics. He currently works for a small family-owned company providing contracts for rehabilitation outcomes.
Because I make reports at work and I send them to these hospitals, and I'm like, I have no idea what this report would actually do for this hospital, and that's one of the reasons that I'm here, and I'm figuring that out.
There's been predictions that there will be over 200,000 new jobs in the next 5 years just in the healthcare informatics industry.
So, TROCARE's Kim Stouffer noting there will be huge job growth in several healthcare areas, jobs that will be all over the country, and more importantly, right here in Buffalo. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.